Berlin is filled right now with expat artists, happening theaters, interesting music, museums. But we wanted to get a taste for another thing that Berlin's famous for. It's nightlife. Techno, raves, cabaret, punk, poetry. Which scene is most hopping right now? We sent Studio 360's roving correspondent Fiona Chutney on an all-night adventure to find out.
Cheers, my first vodka Red Bull.
Now she is back in the States from Berlin and in the studio with me. Her impressions, I hope, still fresh. Right, Fiona?
Oh, very fresh, like produce, Kurt.
But so tell me how the expedition went in Berlin.
Well, it was fantastic. I mean, no, it actually wasn't. I'm lying. That's the English person in me. It's always positive. To be honest, Kurt, you sent me to explore Berlin nightlife on a Tuesday, which was akin to the time you sent me to find book readers in Vegas. If you remember that time, it was an awkward combination, right? Slots and Jonathan Safran Foer, poker plays and Marisha Pessel. Give me one, Kurt.
John Updike and Blackjack.
All right. That one's okay. In any case, Berlin was an uphill climb. You know, we were sent to various places and they were all not interesting and appallingly wholesome. You know, we were expecting kind of Ute Lemper and the floorboards and we got nothing. And so after numerous taxi rides, we were dropped off at a tiny hole in the wall in the eastern part of Berlin. And at that point, I was very angry. I was like, you know, this looks like a dud. There's nobody outside. It's quiet. I'm terrified. But we opened the door to this place, Kurt, and what we found was just a magical wonderland. It was quite surprising.
Really? Sort of Weimar 80 years later?
Perhaps, yes.
Let's listen.
All right, let's see if we can talk to these people. Do you come here often, to this place?
Well, I live very more or less close to here.
And for you, it's just a regular bar. There's no sexual activity in here or anything like that.
Well, in this case, you should ask Sabrina.
And is she the owner of the club? We're meeting Sabrina. She's very interesting looking. Hi, how are you?
How are you?
I'm Fiona Chutney. It's nice
Hello,
to meet you.
Hello, nice to meet you.
She's one of the biggest stars here in the whole town.
What does she do?
She's just existing.
She exists. That's a great way to live. I heard you're a big star.
Yes, about today, now, my dress is not star look.
Oh, you look this ravishing. Wow, there are the breasts. She just showed me her breasts. I wish we could show this. They were fantastic.
This
Hello.
Is the boss, Kai.
Hello.
Hi, Kai. Nice to meet you. I'm Fiona Chutney. It looks very tame. Does it get any wilder? Is there any sex?
Sex, yeah. We have a great film tonight. So,
pornography.
No, not really pornography, but erotic.
Sabrina, my...
Killer sponge.
The killer sponge and my big...
Boobies. The killer sponge and your big boobies. It's a narrative film. Is it? What's the plot?
Plot is Sabrina's taking a bath and this sponge is attacking her and biting her and finally killing her.
Biting sponges? That's terrifying. Wow, very popular crowd here.
Crazy people come inside. From gay, hetero, Schauspieler, singers, porno stars.
He is a porno star. Are you really?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Wow, and you make a good living?
Yes.
You have to have a certain type of skill, I imagine.
Of course. Yeah. I started with a shaved head and with a nose piercing in 97, and this was something very fresh and new, and so you get a name with it.
But now you changed your image a bit.
I changed my image. I have this golden teeth.
Gold teeth. It's very like edgy. I'm scared of sex personally, but that's a different story.
Yeah, but when it's not too serious and you have some jokes, I do it like cuddling, playful... If sex is too serious, it can be scary, of course.
Yeah, I think I take it too seriously. Yeah. Right, fantastic. What's your name again?
Leroy.
Leroy, you're a very lovely man. You're the loveliest porn star I've ever met. You're the only porn star I've ever met. But you've left a very nice impression, so we'll have a beverage here, I think.
So it sounds like life in that place really was a cabaret, and you met this porn star. I didn't know there were German porn stars. How was that?
It was fantastic, Kurt. I mean, the man was just, it was an icon, he was an inspiration. It was extremely tall, handsome, shaved head, all gold teeth, like P. Diddy gone awry. But really fantastic to talk to. And the beautiful thing, Kurt, is that contrary to my initial impression of the Germans, and maybe you agree with me, but people see them as cold-hearted, androgynous, repressed, humorless people, I found these folks to be very warm and actually with no sense of personal space.
Really?
But anyway, the highlight of the evening was definitely the artistic program, so if we could just cut to that now and you can listen to a bit of that.
Let's do.
Ooh, the lights are out. Looks like things are getting kinkier. There's a video. Oh, this is the porn with Sabrina. Oh, there she is. She's sitting on the leopard couch. She's making a phone call. I don't even know how to explain what's happening now. She's in a bathtub with rose petals. The music's like from Psycho. She's sponging herself. All right. Once again, it's very erotic, but she seems to be enjoying something. It's gone dark again. The big, the sponge has gotten crazy. It's now attacking her. Oh my God, it's terrifying. It's biting her knee. She's shivering. The sponge has these horrible fangs. It's sucking on her neck, kind of like Tom Cruise in that vampire movie. She's dying. She seems to be dying. Very frantic footage. And we're fading to black again. That's it. Fantastic. Seems to be a real crowd pleaser. I was on the edge of my seat with those sponges.
That was great, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was actually kind of entertaining, surprisingly. I liked it.
German realism, they said.
German, like Fassbinder.
Yeah, like Fassbinder.
I love Ali, Fear Eats the Soul, one of my favorite films, actually.
Angst essen Seele auf.
Angst essen Seele auf. Yeah, Fassbinder, I love him.
So that did sound like fun. What was your takeaway about Berlin after your night there?
I have to tell you, Kurt, this evening reminded me how much I love film. And Leroy and I actually ended up spending the night together.
Really?
I'm a changed woman. You know, I no longer see sex as some looming demon that's there to destroy you and eat up the very core of your soul, thrusting into the dark abyss known as existence, you know? I'm more like Sabrina now. I'm just existing.
That's quite an epiphany.
And also brought back some sponges to keep myself busy. I have one for you as well. I hope you like loofahs.
Fiona Chutney, thank you very much.
Thank you, Kurt. It's always lovely to see you.
Fiona Chutney is, well, a concoction of the actress and writer Iris Barr. Iris's remarkable one-woman show called Die Enough will be in New York starting in November. And we have some excerpts from the show at studio360.org. While you're at the website, you can also sign up for our weekly newsletter and the podcast, both absolutely free. That is it for today's show. Thanks very much for listening. I hope you'll listen again next week. Our program is produced by WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International. Our production team includes
Julie Burstein, Lital Malad,
David Krasnow,
Michelle Siegel,
Derek John,
Jenny Lawton,
Pike Medinowski,
Sarah Lilly,
Kevin Ryan,
Jillian Goodman,
Ben Conniff.
Special thanks to the Charles Schultz Museum and Eric Malinsky. Our interview with Sadiq Bey was produced by Hilke Shellman and Owen Agnew. And our theme music is by David Van Tegum.
Studio 360 is funded in part by Ken and Lucy Lehman, supporting CARE in its efforts to alleviate global poverty, on the web at care.org, and SCG, whose charitable resources support FJC, a foundation of donor-advised funds, online at fjc.org, and the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art.
PRI, Public Radio International.